I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 185, Eeyore and Tigger. There are days when I'm like Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh, gloomy, only seeing the negative, head down, tail between my legs, not a very fun person to be around. Life is hard, and I'm not a happy camper, and there's no use pretending otherwise. But other days, I'm more like Tigger. Bouncy, flouncy, trouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. Yet, are those the only two options? And is it possible in a holistic, authentic way to actually be both at the same time? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest, T2G, commandments, to love God and others in our everyday lives. The question is, how do we love others and God right where we live? You know, there's a lot of dualistic thinking going around. The Center for Action and Contemplation defines dualistic thinking like this. The dualistic mind is essentially binary, either or thinking. It knows by comparison, opposition, and differentiation. It uses descriptive words like good, evil, pretty, ugly, smart, stupid, not realizing that there are 100 degrees between the two ends of each spectrum. Dualistic thinking works well for the sake of simplification and conversation, but not for the sake of truth or the immense subtlety of actual personal experience. That's helpful. We people put people in boxes, friend or foe, good or bad, and we tend to put our lives in boxes too. Life is Eeyore, or it's Tigger. But what if it's more complicated than that? What if it doesn't have to be either or, but it can be both and? Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer, and then leave you with a challenge for today. Maybe a story would help. A few days ago, on a Friday, which is my day off, I had a both and Tigger Eeyore kind of day. I was discouraged about the percentage of people not coming back to in-person services right now, feeling stuck about how to legitimately and legally provide more space and opportunities for kid ministry so families would feel comfortable returning to the church building, and feeling like COVID-19 is stuck to my life like poo to the bottom of my shoe after walking through the backyard. It's in every crack and crevice of my tennis shoes, and it stinks. Okay, that was the Eeyore side of my day, but there was an and side too. It was an absolutely gorgeous day in Seattle. Blue skies, 78 degrees, and I was going to take full advantage of it. I got on my scooter, which is a Kymco People 300, and I rode off to my youngest son's house. There, I was greeted at the door with smiles, hugs, and welcome by my son and his wonderful wife. Ryan said, "Look who's here." And my almost five-year-old granddaughter ran into the room shouting, "Papa!" and threw herself into my arms. It doesn't get any better than that. We played little ponies, ball in the backyard. I put her in a swing. She dressed up with wings and a crown. We tickled and laughed, and it restored my soul. It was a Tigger moment in an Eeyore world. Now, the Eeyore stuff didn't go away, nor did I pretend that it did. But you see, it's not either or, it's both and. On the ride home from my son's house on that scooter, I felt the warm wind, saw the blue sky, and I thank God for life, for granddaughters who love me, for a scooter ride in September, for a son and daughter-in-law who are doing well, and for Jesus who holds it all together. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, "In everything give thanks." Not for everything, but in everything. You see, that acknowledges the both and that we're talking about today. Some things don't deserve thanks. Evil is real, and it should not be praised or encouraged. And God is good, and He should be thanked and loved and worshiped. Here's the great question. Are you able to give yourself permission to acknowledge the pain and also play in the wonderful world that God has given you? Let's pray. Father, forgive us for forcing our days, our friends, and our life into all good or all bad boxes. lead us out of dualistic thinking, and help us to see the layers, the patterns, the ways our lives are creatively complicated. And while we cry out for help over the pain in the world, we also want to live in joy and thanksgiving for the good day and the good ways that you give us your love. May we live and love well in that tension. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 186, and in the meantime, it's okay to acknowledge the Eeyore parts of life. But letting yourself be Tigger, too, doesn't take away or ignore the hard parts. It provides balance and perspective. It's not one or the other. It's really both and at the same time. In an Eeyore world right now, may you find and enjoy some guilt-free Tigger moments. God bless you.